I don't want you to be cold, so you know. Can't even baby now, right?
Maybe I'll spare one.
Hashemah. Kol nasa dama b'ahe. Kimish zoch hazeh, nizchayev zeh b'chalitin. Kol nasa dama b'ahe, my new, my bayah. I'm in the bay and ask Khalifa. Rashi. On Nasa and Bacha, which is the Gushan Sagdaitoch. Is there more Gushan there? Sagdaitoch. Rach Kamar, Kalarago, Leo is sneaking Dom and Bacha, Diane with Baya. Meaning, fancy way of saying money. Money is nasadon bacher. Yeah, kimish zoch hazeh is chayiv zeh b'chalipin, and nasna bayilim b'tayres chalipin. The chalife shor para, kimish moshe bal para es hamadbeya and is chayiv bal hamadbeya b'chol einsin sheyuldu. The Khalipin, Mata, the Mesa Shar, Mesa Loy, Mesa Para, Mesa Loy, he's not being Machov Shar, but Para, the Khalipin is with the money, but he made the Khalipin, he gave some of the money. Rashi Kedusha says he gave one zuz. Then we say that he's kind of the para, whatever the object is. And now if something happens to it, he's responsible. I'm kind of chalipin, mechalipin shel matbeya. I'm kind of mechalipin shel matbeya. So Rashi is a little fun. Rashi is lashon is chay b'ainsin. Yeah, he's chai b'ainsin. Min chare pashit. Pashit is that it's his, right? And you know, when it says it's yeah, it's chayiv. What's his? What does it say? Kimin shezach zeh is chayiv zeh b'chalipin. So chare Rashi seems to be learning over here by us. What does chayiv zeh b'chalipin mean? He's chayiv in the einsin. He's chayiv in the einsin. What happens to it? That's what Taisus says, right? The Rav Damer Mekel Shol Kaina Achi Prusha Kimish Zoch Zeh Balachayv is Madbeah Nischayiv Zeh Lekeach Nischayiv Zeh Lekeach Ba'einsin Chalipin. Since he's very kind, so he's chayiv in einsin. Now Taisus says that to be goyer is nischayiv zeh. Mechalkim shezoch zeh nischayiv zeh. That's what it means. We like that scene on zeh Taisus. Zeh sheni the second zeh. Hachi perusha kim shezoch zeh. Hamoichet matbeya nischayiv ihu l'shal mokech achayfetz shu chalife matbeya. But if you go to Zeh, the pshat is that Nischayiv Zeh, meaning Nischayiv in Einzin. So here it's a little funny that why is it say such a funny lashon? Why is it saying Nischayiv Zeh? Let's just say that he's kind. Right? Let me just say this. Kimish Zoch Zeh is kind. Why say Nischayiv? Why say Nischayiv? Which it seems that's the Rajma's Kasha and Kedushin Chav Ches. Seems to me that's the Rajma's Kasha and Kedushin of Ches and Rashi. It's a funny law, why are you saying this Chayiv? Just say Kana. Well, what's this Chayiv? What's this Chayiv? It's not, you know, it's not that he's Chayiv and Ainsin, right? Chayiv and Ainsin, he's Chayiv to someone. Right? He's not Chayiv and Ainsin, meaning if it happens, he's out of luck, right? What's Lashon this Chayiv? Just say it's Kaina. So Rabbi Abram pointed out this morning that, or this afternoon, that Rashi and Kedushin Neither all of the shalim hamois shepaisik. So, meaning the emu is not getting it, right? Something happened to it. Still, he has a chiyuv to pay the money. A chiyuv to pay the money. That's the where everyone wanted to say that's the. Even though there also rashi says chayev hakayne ba'ain se chalipin. It does sound like the words again. What is the taicha of the words? Nischayev zeh. What does nischayev zeh mean? Rashba zich mashm is going on the oinz. And they're also man. Look at it again now. Rashba also mashm is going on the oinz. Nischayev zeh means nischayev in oinz. Rashba says, just for his eyes, meila, he has to pay. But not that the nischayev is really, the nischayev is going on the paying. So really then, we still have the Rashba's kasha. It's not really a charitaris for Rashi. We do have the Rashi's kasha. It should say he's kaina. Yes, it's not. It's funny. The not chayiv and einzin, like I said, right? Not chayiv and einzin. Meaning, if the other is happy, he still has to pay. It's his. It's not chayiv to anybody. It's not chayiv and einzin. Like a shirless chayiv and einzin. So it's a little funny with Firashi. The lashon of the Rashi's kasha. The Firashi. What's his chayiv? She says kaina. Kaina. Why chayiv? Akapanim Taisus says, depending on whether you goyer zeh, right? Peter showing me if you're not goyer zeh, the second zeh, the nischayev zeh, then meaning it's not talking about it's not talking about the kainah. Kim shezocha zeh nischayev that could be going on the meicher. So if you're dead, you don't necessarily have the problem. It's not so difficult. The lashon chayiv means not called mechayiv. It's talking about the meicher has to pay, has to give the object. That's also not so geschmack, right? It's chayiv of the object. It's not really chayiv of the object. It's kainit. And the guy's kainit. Man, it's his. Also, it's also funny. What's this chayiv? Chayiv. What's this chayiv? Remember I said before, chayiv is not mechlib. Mechlib, it's kainit, right? Not chayiv. He has to give it to him. It's his. He owns it. He's kainit. Finished. What's this? It's a little lashon chayiv. Lashon chayiv. Very strange over here. Yeah. So Tais is a lay vidamar. Bekel shal makna. Have a pirushai hipcha. According to Levi, the kelv shel makna, a pirushai hipcha. Diga asina in ze, sheini hachi kamar. Kima she zocha ze halokeach v'matbeya. Kima she zocha ze halokeach v'matbeya. Harei, tuma kelv shel makna. Means the makna is giving lokeach the matbeya, the sudur, the matbeya. And the schayev amoicher litein loy chalipin. Right. So if the goyer is zeh, kimish zoch al keach matbeya. The schayev amoicher litein loy chalipin. You like to see in the sheni hakama kima shezoch al keiach. The matbeya neschayev hu boinzer chayfis. Even she zochas there. Why Taisus? Why is Taisus saying Delphi Levi? It's different. If Chodikar seen in Ze Sheini Hachchama, Gimme she zochas Ze Halakeach Matbeya. Is chayav a meicher litein loy chalipin. Huh?
Because
why can't it be kimach zocha ze? Lokeach matbeya zocha ze. Kimach shak. Lokeach was zayich matbeya. So he's chayiv the krayis of the object.
He said that afterwards, no? That's
no.
Saying.
No. Kimach zocha perish ha-meicher, v'hana. Why can it be kimach zocha ze? Nahainu, the lokeach is koina in the matbeya. Yeah? The ze is the same person. Fi Rashi, now if you lay me, the ze is the same person, right? Kimach zocha ze, koina ze.
Two zes or one ze? What do you have?
You go with two zes.
So two zes means there's two people.
Igas, what?
Two zes means there's two people. That's his son.
Oh, it's the opposite from Tom. Sorry. By if the kel shall keach, then kimish zocha moicher zocha zeh. That's two zeh. Sorry. If Levi, the same person is getting both. So that's what Tais has the problem. So how is it? So it's two different people. How is it the same person is getting that's getting both? You can't say it shouldn't say zeh and zeh. Zeh means the other guy. I mean, if the keach is kaina, the keach is kaina the chayfitz. Then you can't say that he's the one that's chayin or chayin. Sorry, yeah, that's his problem. So if he says that for him, you have to say that the opposite, that kibbutz shekonah lokeach the matbeya nischayiv hamoicher litin lechlipin, which is how Tais learned in the first shot, that Tais on the first shot. Without the zeh, that's going the same person. Be like I seen in zeh, and it's talking about the same person. Hachkam akim shezoch lokech mebeah lokech zeh mebeah nischayiv who binds the chayfitz, like the feed the first the feed if it's kelev shel keach, and your goyer is zeh. That's what it means. And when the moicher is kind of the object, then the lokech is nischayiv achrayis. So that's if you're not going to say, then it's the same person. Okay, the same person is kind of he's the one that's nischay b'achrayes. Inami Levi have a pirish zeh in Marli Rav. Chimik shezoch zeh pirish hamoichev hano shekibul men alkeach medbeya is a little not much funny. Harei, what's that talking about the hano? Because the Gemara over there says, what's the svara of Levi? Levi says, Kelev Shamakne. So Gemara, Kilo accused Levi of Kinyan Agav, the Kimakne Karka Agav Metalplin. Because the Lokeach is being kind of the Suder, and Agav the Suder, he's being kind of the Metalplin. The son, the Gemara Psan Habmino, that the Ged of Kinyan Suda has to Kinyan Agav. I guess the Filaydi. That the Gemara says, no, we know that not like that, right? Misha says, Chosu Shemel Mchayis, Nikn Chosu Yeshma Mchayis, Agav. But the opposite, not. Elamai says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean that. It's not Ged of Kinyan Agav. The Pshat is, that is Hana, Mihana. That the Lekeach is accepting, is doing a big favor, and accepting the present from him. And may be hana the gomer maki nafshe. The gather of King Chalipin, the vizeh has to do with the hana of the makabel. So may the taisvis, that's what it means. It's also very strange. Kimin shezoch zeh, yeah. Kimin shezoch zeh, mischayiv zeh, bchalipin. What does that mean? who's the one that's being zaych over here? The one that's being zaych, the filevi is not lekayach. He's the one that's being zaych in the chayfetz. When the Mishnah says kim shezoch hazeh, it means the makne is being zaycha, and the makne is being zaycha in the anah. When you're sitting so close, I can see all your doodling. So that's also a downside of sitting so close. Which is a little strange that, you know, he's not exactly like you're being zaych in something. It's a fun of the shyness here, yeah? Kim shezoch hazeh, pish ha-moycha ba-nos, shekibu menu, okay, achmet peya, semela, then the chayiv zeh b'chalipin, the mokeach is chayiv in achrayis. Hadis nan. A machlif para b'chamar m'levi. Avrush emach lepara hanos kabolas chamar. Veinich l'shar v'para l'besam. Right. So Taiz is bothered now. The Mishnah Leah talks about hashayil emach lepara v'chamar. Right, chalip macha para b'chamar. The Gemara talks about, and then the yolda. You're not sure when it was yolda, before, or after. So what's the macha para b'chamar? Sounds like you're exchanging the para for the chamar. According to Levi, that kelev shel makne. What does that mean? It's not that. I'm thinking that mishnah machalipin macha para b'chamar. It's chalipin. According to Levi. Chalipin is kelev shel makne. It's what's machle para v'chamar. The Tosfos, hamachle para b'hanoas kabolas chamar. Strange zachen over here. Yeah. Chayin hichle shor b'para b'samach. It doesn't mean you machle the para b'chamar. Mizokeach is giving the chamar. The marech is giving the para. It means the marech is basically giving both. Narvas. So what's mach par v'chamar? Bana of the Kabbalah of the chamar. Teis Rosh over here says simply that even if you levi, just like we said Chitzer Ben Tam, that shav b'shava, even if you hold even Nachman's Maida that Peir is Abdi Chalipin, by shav b'shava. Right, what was the right time in the Sefer Rashi say again? What did you add? What?
Mabeya.
Ah, Mabeya also, right? Rabbi Abram added for us in the Sefer Yasha. Even if Mabeya, even Mabeya is anik mechalipin, a kind of chalipin, but shav b'shav it is. So the Rosh over adds that even if he levi, yeah, it's tzrichel v'tchoy gzeh, adoich gzeh. The pluk of tanoi l'kamon, v'gam pish v'an tam, the mefarsh l'kamon, the shav v'shav v'kayin, v'chol dov v'nicha. So it says Tais Rosh very simple. Harei, the mechoikis rav, yeah, Rav and Levi, whether it's Kelev Shel Makne, Kelev Shel Kaina, that's by Kenyan Sudar. That's by the Shaila of Vishal of Ishnala. That's the Shaila of the Sugi of Nal, the Sugi of Kenyan Sudar. That's the Machlaikis, whether or not it's Kelev Shel Makne, Kelev Shel Kach. But, Lefir Ber Tam, there's two parishes of Chalipin in that pasuk. Al Gul of Al Tmura, Tmura Zu Chalipin, that's Shav Vishava. Shav Vishava makes no sense that it should be Kalev Shel Makna. You don't need Kalev Shel Makna. All Kalev Shel Makna is only when we're talking about now, Kinyan Sudar. Kinyan Sudar, Levi understands Kalev Shel Makna. But when it's Shabbat Shabbat, which is a different part of the Pasuk Bechal, that has to do with Al-Tamura Zuchalipin, then, by definition, if it's Shabbat Shabbat, the Pshat is that Lokeich is giving one thing and the Makna is giving something else, so then the whole Kasha from Achapar B'chamar obviously doesn't start. It's interesting that Taisa doesn't say that. Mash Taisa disagrees with that, and Taisa would say, in the Fir Ben Tam, that the Fir Nachman pay works, or if he Matbeya, but later it says.
He says like a Ben Tam.
What?
Why do we think so? It's like a Ben Tam?
Why not? Taisus like, I mean, Taisus in the Beit Ham Stam. I mean, you mean that now as a Machlokes? This is in Parsha Beit Ham. Machlokes? I mean, in Taisus.
Yeah.
What? Kosh? What? Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Rabbeinu.
It says
Rabbeinu Tam. Because it's Hikshe Beit Ham, Kosh Beit Ham, Parsha Beit Ham. I mean, I don't know. The Stam Taisus is not that. But why do I assume that? Well, Taisa should make mention and say the Chayyim is, you know, Taisa deals with Ben Tam, yeah? Over there, he's Tam, ask Kash Ben Tam, he's a Ben Tam's Taretz. The fact that Ben Tam is the one that said it doesn't mean that everyone's arguing. Ben Tam asked Kash, Ben Tam gave the Taretz. So I have no reason to think that Taisa doesn't argue Ben Tam. At least Taisa should have mentioned it. Like Taisa Rosh, at least he should mention it as another option. The Chayyim is a Pasha Taretz. It's a much more normal Teretz than Teretz that Machapar B'chamar means he's being Machlif B'hanah, the Kabbal, and Mamashah Fajrayt the Pshat. Yeah?
He always refers to as Ula Parish
Rabbeinu Tam. He always refers to? Who is always? Always, one time. Which Taisus?
What else is it right now?
Okay, which Taisus? Okay, so fine. That doesn't answer my second question. So let him say Ul Pirish Ben Tam over here too. Okay, fine. Why is Ul Pirish Ben Tam? I forget. Everywhere else he says Ul Pirish Ben Tam. So why if he doesn't say Ul Pirish Ben Tam? Everywhere else was still gay, he says Ul Pirish Ben Tam. So why over here not? Huh?
What is the value of the shore?
I have been a farmer lately. Not this Gilgal, maybe a different Gilgal.
Because it says in Amid Beis, it says,
Show that it's capable of price, then it's your. Shmami knows the Gemara of Matbein Nas Chalipin. The Tzayis Avkav Noyes Enin Kainis Hani Mila Stama Ali Mifarish B'Teres Chalipin Kani Back Rashi Nos the Bayim B'Teres Chalipin Rashi speaks out. That's the Rosh Tzayis Rosh over here. I don't know if Rashi means I'm Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. It's Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. That's totally if you speak it out, right? Taisa has a question, but Taisa Rashi asked me else. My Yesh Lahakir, Nosim Taisa Chalipa, Taisa Matbeya. Rashi, Pirish, Batikos HaSugya, Afka, Vemai Sein Kainis, Halimich, Nosim Taisa Dom. He spoke it out. That's how you know. As Rosh says, no, Kiderach. So if you give it back, that shows that it was given chatchila pters chlipin, because that's derech the machzer the suda. That's how you know if it's pters chlipin or pters kasem. Pters vektaisis. Yoyim nusuch techa baliyah. How can we say that you do that? That even though kesef is not kaina, b'taris kesef, it's kaina b'taris chalipin. The monoshof, the same reason why kesef is not kaina b'taris kesef, shem yoyim nisuch dech baliyah, it also shouldn't be kaina b'taris chalipin. You have the same problem. What's the difference? What you call it? You call it chalipin, it works. You call it kesef, it doesn't work. There should be a problem of nisrifu chitecha baliyah. So over here the Mashal is bothered. Why is Tysus waking up with this question right now? This question should be right in the beginning of the sugya. The machlokes Adbeya is Nas Chalipin or not. So we should ask. I want to say Nischlech Baliyah. Like David asked right away. And when Pnei Yeshua tells him back, he asks.
It's three.
What?
Too much
garbage. Each one thinks, It's like the Maze of Chaim Shulevitz. When he was in the mirror, he said that someone came from Brisk to the mirror, and he said, Yeah, Chaim is Gvaldik. Yeah. So he made all his money. He says, I knew he didn't mean me. I knew they knew he didn't mean me. People around. I knew they didn't mean me. He made all his money. Because everyone knew they didn't mean me. And I still had it. No. When he said, B'chaim is gewaldig. So, it's gewaldig. The Kana ben Shoyel, says the Pnei Yeshua. My in the kush is ula kan. The lel bresh asugya have a little aksha is kain. Right at the beginning of the mar. Oh. Zok tais ve zok pnei shua. Because he says in zok tam shim the lel bresh asugya v'chein bahid shulchani. Ayri hakol b'machlif matbeya b'matbeya. Im kein lo yishayich lo yimin nisr v'chtech ha-baliya. K'mo yishkos tais le'el. Anach mem gimel. Mishun de kaspa. Ein lem shmira. Ela b'karka. Right? Why did I say... Why do we say Nisr Masech HaBaliyah? Taisus answered. Taisus said that Ein Shmeil B'Karka. So there's no chash. Shmeil there also, if you're buying money, yeah? If you're buying money, then there's no chash in this Masech HaBaliyah. Because Saif Kol Saif, he's a shaymer. Saif Kol Saif, he's a shaymer. The Meich is going to be a shaymer on the money. And Meila, there's no chash because Ein Shmeil B'Karka. Now I don't know how the Pnei Yeshua knows in the beginning of the Sugya that it's talking about money. I'm surprised you just let me get by in that one. No one said anything. Just like accept whatever I said. Which, huh? Oh, now everyone's waking up. The Yeshua said that he wanted to know why is this question being asked right here? It should be asked on day one of the sugya. Yeah? Whether Matbeh is Nasa Chalipin or not. Yeah? And then we had, right before this, we had the whole sugi, the whole b'raisa. We had the whole discussion over here about with the shulchani. So he says, because if we're talking about buying money with chalipin, they don't have the problem. So that would grant answer the case of the shulchani right before this. So right before this, because they were talking about money, right? But he also like kilu just mavli derchaga without like, you know, hoping you wouldn't notice. He says that the beginning of the sukkah is also talking about money. Who said the mechalek is whether matbeah is not chalipin or not? That means whether they can work for king and suit or not. No, who's talking about money? Why are we talking about money?
He said that in Mr. Rush, we go raya from here that they nicknamed chalipin into nasa. And if it's talking about money, then isn't the same thing?
Maybe. Okay, I'm not sure you're cheshbin. We'll have to think about it later. Okay, I'm not holding cheshbin. What?
I think I threw it out.
Okay. I don't really understand why in the beginning of the sukkah we're talking about buying money. Huh?
Shabbos
shabbos,
no?
What?
Doesn't
the Pnei Shuvah
hold
the Olam HaKadosh
about Shabbos
shabbos? Well, first of all, even if it's Shabbos shabbos, but it doesn't mean that you're buying money. You could be buying anything with it, but, right? That doesn't necessarily mean money. Right, Beishu does learn so much of Shabbos, right? But you're buying some mechtes, you're buying money, you're buying something else. So this I didn't really understand. It says from the Braisa before that's not good, because that's not talking about money, there's no problem. Al-Hacha, he said, the Kola Kayo, Kola Nasa Dom and Bacher. Yeah? So Mamad Beya says it's talking about class Chalipin, and Agamara says it's Avdafka buying money. Say it, but I don't see how his answer is why we didn't ask it from day one.
A few shitas I said that in Shmira of a karka is only by the time like that was
right. No.
So how that answer?
Hmm.
That doesn't answer.
Why? That's the school for the Gemara though. That's the school for the Gemara. Mashal also has the kasha. Some of the verim elu hacha al madam el el matbe nas chalip in lakasha midi. The aim of the sav a command amar meshicha mufreshes min hatayra. So according to the amar, the meshicha mufreshes min hatayra. How does this answer kasha? And Abraham. What?
I mean, you don't have
a
precedent.
I was going to say, but you can make it. Say it. Yeah. That's what means you don't have a precedent. That's all he means. You can't, there's no manav shach. No manav shach. If Kesset doesn't work, the Chlibish will work. Fear shlokish and Mashiach is kind of not Taira. Kesef is not kind of, right? So you have no precedent that is Xer Shem Yom Nesechot Ebedin. Rastais asks Manav Shal. If you hold that by Kesef is a problem Shem Yaimru, yeah? Then why do you have the same problem by Chalipin? But if you hold that there is no Shemayim Ruba Kesef, because Kesef is not Kaina, so you don't have Shokesh, Kesef is not Kaina, so we don't know that we make Shigzeira. It's not given that we make Shigzeira. So then, who said we make Shigzeira? Who said? It's only if you're Be'echanan, then we know we make the Gezeira. So the Manav Shalom. If you make the Gezeira, you should make the Gezeira by Matbeya as well. By Chalipin as well. But if the Man Dominant says Matbeya is Nasa Chalipin, holds like the Man Dominant says Mashiach is Mefresh Menatayra, so there's no precedent that there is a Gezeira B'chal. Who said he holds a Gezeira? Maybe he doesn't hold a Gezeira. You can't trash him saying, oh, why do you have Gzeira? It's all Gzeira. If you hold that Kes is not Kaina, Midrabanan, yet Chalipin is Kaina, Kesef, then you have a Kasha, Malavshach. If you tell me, and that's the whole, right? That's contrasting Kesef with Chalipin. How do you know if it's Kes, how do you know if it's Chalipin? If it's Beferish, or you give it back or not, right? But then, Malavshach. If Kesef is not Kaina, right? You're telling me if you say Pteris Kesef, you're not Kaina. If you say Pteris Chalipin, you are Kaina. If Kesef is not Kaina, then Chalipin shouldn't be Kaina either. If the Kesef is not Kaina, Chalipin shouldn't be Kaina. But if you hold, and the reason why Kesef is not Kaina is because it says Mashiach Mefarish in the Torah, Meila, there's no precedent for such a Gezeirah. Who said? Maybe the Madamer that Matbeh is not Chalipin doesn't hold the Gezeirah.
How that answers the case of
Mishnah
of Shulchani.
Who said it does?
That is still a question, then why are we only asking
now? So, Zok Mashavaiter. Hach Price Adel, Tanli Bedinamois, Vayelcha Yafa Dinner, the Bail Mehmet, Ben Naschalipin, Namle Tikshalu, Kivin the Idi Vidi Mois, the Shaykh Lameh, look what Mashu say, so here the Mashah, Hibet. Hibbats and Mashah could have said like Pnei Yeshua, right? The Pnei Yeshua's tarot for the Brahis is a great tarot. Right? There's no Gezer Hashem in the Sukhum HaSech HaBaliyah, because it's like Tarot is Nafgim Mam Gimel. So the truth of the matter is, you know, if that's the whole Kasha from the Brahis, so we have great tarot. So we can take the Pnei Yeshua for the Brahis, we take the Mashah for the beginning of the Gemara. But the Mashal over here doesn't say Ibn Yeshua is Teretz, he says his own Teretz. What's his Teretz? He says, Kiva di'idi v'idi mois, l'shayich l'meim lukmim v'shu say, v'im yisyakru, k'dei sheyeh teirech u'matzel. Yeah? What's he saying? Mashal is saying an interesting thing. He's saying that, I guess we really have to see the Gemara, learn the sugya of Kesef Kaina, Mitzvah Shem, hopefully we'll get there, maybe. The sugya of Mois Kainas and Nisrach Lech Baliyah, Mashal seems to be saying that this that we say, that they allowed the Chazara, the Kesef is not Kaina. Kesef is not Kaina. Today they shouldn't say Yidnish Chlech Maliyah. Mashah's learning that it's an incentive. It's an incentive to the Meicher that he could be Chayzer, because what if it went up? In case the wheat went up, right? So, since the wheat might go up. If the wheat goes up, then the Meicher could be Chayzer. If we say Kesef not Kaina, it could be Chayzer. Not only the Keach could be Chayzer, even the Meicher could be Chayzer. Right? So therefore, since the wheat might go up, it'll be G'day for him to be Chayzer, therefore he'll bother to save it. It's worth it for him to save the wheat, outside the wheat's going to go up, and Meila, he'll be Chayzer, he'll make himself a couple of bucks. So therefore, because of that, it's good night for him to say to put out the fire or save the wheat. Yeah? So that's when Mashal learns what is the Gezer Sheshem Yaimru. It's not Svar wide Kech and Chayzer. And Mele, the Meirich is going to put himself out because he knows that Lekech will be Chayzer. But it's an incentive the other way, a positive incentive that.
Why didn't you vote?
Who said you have both?
Right.
He's learning. Maybe that's what it is.
If the wheat gets burnt, why haven't
they? One second. I understand. That's why I said we have to wait till we see the sugya. But I remember now exactly how these two things work together. Do they work together? But two different things. Machlekes, I don't know. Akapana Mashah says he's going with that svara. It sounds like Mashah saying that's the ikas svara. That's the svara Shem Yaimu. Not that the can't because it goes that the svara of the Marcus. So Meili says that you don't have buy when it's both money, because even the demise. So there's nothing going up. Nothing. This, you know, when one is Paris and one is Mice, so then there's a chash that Paris will go up. Yeah, chash that Paris will go up, and Mela it'll be kedayif to save it. But by Mice, you don't have that bechlal. Well, simply we could say the Peshaw over here. The more simple terms would be said to use the Marshal the God at the beginning of Gemara, that maybe holds like Mishlakish, and use the Peshaw the God the Brisa with the Shulchani, and say over there there's no Chash Hashem Yaimir because Taisa says Ein Shmira El Karka. That's how it's kash. Shleimar, the shchiach milsa, sheyikne hamoyes der chalipin, the shchiach shitein hamoycher chfeitzoi mechalipin moyes sheinim shavos hamekach. Der chalipin sheinim shavos moyes hamekach. Vegoz rabbanan, kedam besamuch, hamachov. The Mei Shar Bapara. So Meila, this is it's like Shchiyah LeGazer Rabbanan. So, what's Taisa saying? Taisa is saying that the Derech is that the davar that you've been kind of using for Chalipin is not the value of. It's not the value of what you're buying. The Mela, it's not Shchiach by Mois that you're going to do that. The Mela, they weren't Geyser. So the question is, this Metzias over here, yeah? Doing chalipin with mois, which is not the full value, Taisa says. But what's he doing with the rest? What about the rest of the money? Is he paying the rest of the money? What?
Yeah.
Pasha's paying the rest of the money, right?
What do you mean the rest of the money? We always said chalipin is not the
Pasha's. Fine. He caught me in my tongue. The point is, he's still paying for the object, right? So, but still today's saying it's not Shriach. Huh? And money. Psychologically, it's not Shriach. People, because it looks like you're selling it. Doesn't bother us so much. You realize it's just some Isaac Kenyan. Shaking by money, it looks like you're selling it for that. People wouldn't do that. That's the Chareb Shan Taisus. Oh, with Fekhtim Aram, if that's the case, like we just said, mean, the Rambam doesn't speak all this out. He just says, and why did Taisus answer simply like he does in a minute from now when he asked the Kasha from Kinyan Sudur? What's today's next Kasha? Well, Kinyan Sudur, the Shchicha. It's very nice. You answer by a coin, it's like Shchia. What about a Kinyan Sudur? You have the same problem. Shem Yayim, Nisuch Dech Baliyah. By Kinyan Sudur, you don't have this Teretz. You know, it's not like Shchia. It's Shchiach. So why did you say, Shem Yayim, Nisuch Dech Baliyah? So what's today's answer? Kivon. He once mentioned this already. Kivon, like Kibel, Hamoich, Ramois. Taruch Matzel Pen Yisare Velkeach Litin Loya Mois. And the Meicher will be very careful to save the wheat. Why? Because even though technically Velkeach was kainit with the Kinyan Suder, but since Saif Gosayif he hasn't paid for it yet, therefore if he's not going to get take possession of the wheat, because the Meicher let it burn, then the Meicher is going to have a hard time getting the money out of the guy. And therefore, there's no chash of Shem Yaimru when it comes to Chalipin, the Kinyan Suder. So, in fact, Maram, so why did Taisus make up this new tariffs of this new psychological svaras over here about Shchiach and not Shchiach? He could have said the same thing. Could have said the same tarets. He could have said the same tarets. And since the Maisa, he didn't pay yet, and he owes the money, he's going to pay. So now he's not going to pay.
The office?
No. Lamata.
Hello.
Koma Lamata. Yesh Latot. Tchanes. Yimina of Yimina. No, smaller. Like Yimina. Like this Yimina. No. Yeah, as they fracked the Maram. Does this look like an office? Why did Taisus get the same thing he does by Kinyan Suder? He didn't pay it. So he just used one coin. Like Rashi said, he took one coin to make the Kinyan, right? Yeah. So Maram, because of his kasha, he wants to tell us differently. He says to tell us the kache. The sviru d'loshen ha-mishne k'toni, kol nas edom ba'acher, lefimai the sviru l'amak sh'de hashta, v'mai nir matbeye, mashma sh'nos n'lkech l'mecher, kol ha-mois. Yeah, not a grashin kedushin. Not a grashin kedushin, we gave him one zuz. What do you do? Gave him everything. Kol ha-mois sh'shav ha-mekach, der ha-lipin. Okach makshah taisvis, shatir. Then why isn't Chashash say Shem Yom? Nisv v'chdech ha-baliyah. Because he got paid. And that he answers, then now it's a whole pshat on taisvis. So again, Fim Aram, we're not talking like we just said. We're not talking about that he gave him one coin and really he owes him the money for the object. We're talking about shava b'shava with mice. He paid full. So he can't answer me like he answers by Kinyan Suder. Because he paid full. So you have a chash shem yom nisruch dech balir. And that he answers, yesh laimad lo shchiach. Yesh laimad lo shchiach. What's laimad lo shchiach? Milsa sheitin l'keach l'maycher kol ha-mois. Dayan kol demei shiva emekach. V'yikna oison loy der chalipin. Shem derech stam chalipin she'enan shava mois emekach. Stam, we do machlipin. Chalipin is always not shava. A normal chalipin is not shava b'shava. So male by mois also, chalipin by medbay, it's also not shava b'shava. So male, that's loy shchiach. V'chein, gam zeh. Ein a shchiach. Muzlashil goes to Rabbanan. Now we're going to Pshatel, Taisus. That, what's his teretz? That, L'shchiach milsa shikna mo is der chalipin. Why? Because since normal chalipin is when it's not shava, so who are then normal chalipin of matbeh is also when it's not shava? L'shchiach amoicha chefze bechalipin. Kach gam zeh sheiten al kerach kol mois amekach. Gam ke ein shchiach. Because since chalipin of mois is not shchiach, when you're not giving the whole thing, it's also not shchiach. Even when you're giving the whole thing, what he's saying is very shver in the words of Tosfos, right? I mean, he's adding a lot in Taisvis. Well, Mais is the same. There's a big problem here. Maram is a big problem. Why? If the case is by Matbeh, he also didn't get paid yet, it's just the Kinyan Ba'alma, it's just my Kinyan Ba'alma. So why don't you answer that simple parrot?
This can answer the Shulchani case also, because now it's not Shchiach.
Well, why does only ask it over here?
I'm saying.
Why does. What are you asking?
I'm saying, yeah, according to Ram now, there's no. You can. The reason why there's no chashash by Shulchani.
At the end of the day, the Taisus Teretz, we never had a problem that Taisus Teretz didn't answer.
Because if Taisus Teretz is only.
Oh, you say, Taisus Teretz is only. You ask a new kasha. Taisus Teretz is only the paying one coin. No, there's no chashash because it's Lashchiach. Right? That's Lashchiach. So, in fact, David, well, David's waking up. In fact, David has an answer case of Shulchani. New question. Wake up, everyone wake up. Not just the Davids. I think the next time we have to keep the heat off.
Sorry.
That was totally fashlofen it there. I don't know. Yerikasha. David, Yerikasha.
No,
I didn't think so. We just had a case of Shulchani. Yeah, Matbeinah Sugi, Matbeinah Chalit. Yeah, Shulchani.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benik Machlis, not Chalit. Yeah. So why aren't we, so if Taisus' first Teretz is that Matbeinah is L'Shchiach, why is Matbeinah L'Shchiach? Why the Beil Shchiach? Why the Beil Shchiach? Hello? Anybody, why the Beil Shchiach? Cause what? Taisvis! Why?